I'm Mel Stewart, and this is the Swim Swam Podcast. Joining me today is a friend. Joining me today is a coach, Thad Schultz. He's been at Spire Academy as the head coach since 2015. That has 25 years of coaching under his belt, coaching at Clemson, Ohio State, before he went on to Penn State. He's worked with over 25 Olympians, 18 All-Americans. And, you know, if you're just dropping in on this right now, this is a special podcast about Spire Academy. They are known as Spire Academy, but I want you to press pause right now, and I want you to go over to spireinstitute.org, and just check them out. Do your 60 seconds, come back, press play, and drop in on this conversation. This is something that you want to hear. Thad, buddy, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Mel. Excited to get a chance to talk face-to-face for a little while.
Excited to hear about this because it's I understand that Spire is not the same experience that I had as a kid, because I was somebody who boarded in high school, and I boarded at a school in a rural area, and it was transformative for my life. There was a heavy emphasis on academics and a heavy emphasis in swimming, but it was if I had not had that experience, all of the things that had happened later would not have occurred. Olympics, successful businesses. Swim Swam wouldn't exist without that experience. It was truly transformative. And I want to dig into Spire Academy and the distinction that it has in the United States and the offering that it has for swim parents and for athletes. If someone's going to drop in and do 5 minutes on this podcast, and you had 5 minutes to tell them, hey, here, this is who we are, what would your answer be?
We've got four pillars that we kind of center our program around, and it's about life experience and improving life experience, education, athletics, all that. It's about preparation for the future. It's about colleges and job opportunities going forward. And it's about growth of the whole person, and that's kind of the basis for what we do here, is we try to make sure that we're doing the academic, the athletic, and the person as we go forward with everything.
No, it's I want to make this distinction. I want to make it now. So I went to a boarding school. It was a Scholastic school. Spire Academy is different.
Yeah, we're actually not a prep school. We are a sports academy. And so we're a little different than what everybody else does. And I think that, the large scope difference that we have is that athletics and academics work hand in hand. One is not important than more important than the other. We can alter anything we need to alter to make the other one be successful. And so with our school being on campus, literally being right next to the pool, actually, we can change our training schedule so that we can practice at 10 o'clock in the afternoon, in the morning, from 10 to noon, and then come back and do weight training, at some other time. And if we've got exams coming up, we can alter the class schedule to accommodate, a competition that we've got going on. And so everything works hand in hand to make sure each side is successful. And I think that's a real difference from how the typical prep school goes forward. Every person, every student we have at Spire is an athlete, and everyone is trying to become the best they can be in their particular sport. And with the swimmers, it's a dedication and it's a lifestyle. And that's one of the other things that we talk about, is making sure that we're gearing everything towards the elite lifestyle. And that includes centering around how we do our education, and our schooling is fantastic. They do a great job. It's a really, it's a project-based program. So it's not opening up textbooks and going through textbooks learning. It's about doing a project and doing research and developing the knowledge and the desire and the wherewithal to get things moving forward with whatever you're choosing to study.
It sounds like the Socratic method. Sounds like that message where I'm not going to teach you facts. I'm going to teach you how to think.
Yeah. Yes. And to be honest with you, that's the kind of the way we go through things in the pool as well. We do a lot of, you know, in and out things, and we do a lot of in the water and out of water. We do a lot of things trying to make sure we hit all the different styles of learning, you know, audio, visual, and kinesthetic, and just trying to get kids to become students of the sport and understanding, you know, why they're doing what they're doing and you know, where they're going to go ahead with it.
As a coach, I have my opinions about this, but I want to ask you as a coach, if I'm talking to young swimmers or I'm talking to parents and they're asking me the difference between a kid who's swimming at the bottom of a team and needs to improve or a swimmer who's, you know, who has talent and they're trying to make their cutoff times or the kid who's trying to make Olympic trials and become a superstar. I always tell them the difference isn't how hard you work. Oftentimes it's just about how much you focus moment to moment, and that focus moment to moment makes you a student of the sport. What I'm hearing from you is you're coming at it from a lot of different directions. But what's unique about the Spire Academy and this distinction that we're talking about is that this is it. This is the only place where this is a sports academy for swimming. If I'm a kid, so I'm a swim parent, I've said, hey, we're making the Spire Academy decision. I'm coming in that first year. What's my lifestyle going to be? What's, you know, how is it going to change from my normal place where I was, you know, I'm a resident and I'm going to my school and then I'm going to my club team. How does your life change that first year when you're a swimmer at Spire Academy?
Well, I tell everybody we recruit and everybody we talk to that has an interest in coming to Spire, the first thing I tell them is to make sure they understand this is going to be the hardest thing they've done in their life to this point. It's going to be a major change. It's going to be a change with how you're sleeping, having roommates. You know, you've got to do your own laundry. The food's going to be different. We have a great nutritional program and what we call Fuel, which is our cafeteria. School's going to be different. You're going to be in a much smaller training environment than you're probably used to. We've got about 20 kids, and that's about the size of our team. And so you're going to get a lot of one-on-one interaction with the coaches. The classrooms are the same thing. Our classrooms are very small, and so you're going to get a lot of one-on-one work with the teachers. And so it's going to be a big change, and a lot of kids have to be able to adapt to that. But I think that's a real positive as they're growing up. It teaches, as you just said, a lot of great life skills. It teaches them how to be you know, flexible with things and how to learn from things and how to be prepared for the future, you know, how to take a responsibility for their actions, how to time manage better, all those types of things. And so we've got great opportunities for growth as a person, I think, within what we do.
The real secret sauce, the real benefit here, and from my perspective, so I had it as a boarder in prep school, but at a sports academy, it's the same and probably dialed down even more. You know, we live through our club experience and our swimming community experience and that culture from childhood on up. But you know, if you enter this type of atmosphere as a freshman, you know, as a 14, 15, 16 year old kid, you suddenly have that experience that everybody wants, which is college, which is the structure of college, the resilience, the self-discipline. But it's not, you're not at an age where you have this other distraction of being adult and being able to do what you want with your own time. And so I can tell you that from my experience, that was the transformative part. That transformative part was, I had college early on. I had that entire experience without the distraction of being an adult and going out and socializing and causing trouble. It seems to me that's the real value of saying, hey, I'm going to choose a swimming sports academy.
I 100% agree with you. It's, you know, we're structured. There's downtime and we do things. We have a club program that we work with. So there's opportunities for kids to get off campus and, you know, go do things and do sleepovers or, you know, go bowling. We went bowling last week for practice. You know, we have all those kinds of opportunities as well. But I think you're 100% right. It's teaching that responsibility and realizing at a young age whether or not this is what you really want to do. And that's kind of the commitment to doing something like this.
You know, a lot of people make this decision because they're just investing in their child. They know the value. Everything we've said, they're like, they know this already. They understand what this investment in your child's future means. But, my experience in my parents making this decision was a pain point. It was, we were forced. We were in a situation where my parents had relied on a set of coaches at a particular club that had really been fantastic, and the that club environment devolved and fell apart because the coaches had to go on and accept career opportunities somewhere else. So suddenly I was in this situation where there was a void. My parents had to find something, and they made a pain point decision. It was fortuitous. It was fantastic. So if you're a kid out there, and I think this is the experience of a lot of families where they have a great club team, they have a huge investment in the sport for their kid's future, for college, and suddenly that goes away. And I think a lot of them don't actually know, they're not aware that Spire Academy exists. Do you talk to parents? Have you had those phone calls from parents where they're like, look, my club team's gone and I don't know what to do? How does that conversation go with you?
Especially with COVID over the last couple of years, especially that's really jacked up. I would say that's the number two reason of phone calls and conversations I have. And you're right. We do a pretty good job of keeping Spire a secret. We've got to be better at getting our name out there. Thanks to you guys, things have been happening with that. But we do have a lot of kids that are just kind of lost in a lot of different ways. They're lost sometimes within the program that they're in, and not really sure where they're headed. We've got kids that, their pools have suddenly disappeared on them. We've got a couple of Canadian girls that's exactly what happened to both of them, is all of a sudden there was just no opportunities to swim. And we have a lot of foreign athletes that come over and they want the American experience and they want to go to college in the U.S. And fortunately, I've got a lot of good college connections and that's a perk for them. So those are probably the big three reasons that people are really interested for our swimming academy. But I think they're all just looking for a way to make things better for themselves. And that's what we hope to do.
That's another experience that you have at a sports academy. That's something that your world expands in ways that are unique and interesting. When I was at prep school, which is you're boarding, I would say a third of the team was international. There were times when, there were years when it was higher, when they were the majority. And that has an impact on who you are. It's mind opening. It makes you a better human being. But I learned a lot from my peers. And this learning atmosphere and learning from your peers, how does that apply in the swimming program?
Well, for us, it's been fantastic. We've been lucky to have a number of Olympians from other countries that have been through our program. And our kids have gotten to learn. American kids have gotten to learn and see. And the foreign kids have had the opportunity to learn about the United States and some of the opportunities that we have here that they may not have in their home country. And so it's been a great back and forth. And we've actually, we're expanding this. I'm actually leaving for Abu Dhabi on Sunday. I'm going to go do a clinic there at a giant club team and do some things. And we're going to try and go back next year for a Middle Eastern championship meet and bring our academy kids and let them see other countries and see what other things are like, other places. I think that's a huge growth thing. I'm sure that you had some of those experiences yourself going to other places and seeing things and traveling around and all that's going to do is just open your eyes to new things.
Spire Academy is in a beautiful location. It's a rural area, Geneva, Ohio. And if you're listening right now and you're curious, I'm going to put in the show notes the link to the admissions guide for 2022. I'm also going to add some other links because Spire is, Spire's been checked out by a lot of big names in the sport. Caleb Dressel, our biggest star in the sport, is a huge proponent of this environment, loves it. He's doing a clinic there, and if correct me if I'm wrong, that he's going to be there July 10th through the 12th. Is that correct?
He's going to be here the 10th through the 14th. He's going to be the 10th through the 12th. We've got a clinic that's going to go through the 14th.
He's going to be there the 10th through the 12th, but the clinic is the 10th through the 14th, and that's the full experience you want. I'll put a link to that. To that experience, and you can dive into that if you want to go and check out Spire Academy and be on deck and rub shoulders with the biggest star in swimming on the planet. Recently, you had it, also. I'm going to put another link into the show notes. You'll see Thad's there. He's on deck. We didn't give him the full swim swam love, but we're going to do a separate video where we do the full swim swam love for Thad, but. We recently had, a moment where Brian Lochte came, and what I like about that video is you get a sense of the atmosphere, we get a sense of the pool, we get a sense of the training table. That's going to be in the show notes as well. What you've got to be kind of excited that you're a part of this program that's attracting so much talent. That's got to be exciting for the kids too.
It's great. It's a great experience for the kids. And Ryan's phenomenal. Caleb's phenomenal. Elizabeth Beisel's come and done some stuff with us as well. Just fantastic people, and they do a great job every time. And just the kids are just head over heels. And when Caleb comes, especially, the moms are head over heels as well. It's pretty funny to watch.
Yeah, he's interesting. And you guys have produced some really great video that's, we're going to share the video that I've seen also from since before Swim Swam came and captured there. Swim Swam, by the way, is going to be there and capture some media while Caleb is on campus. And we're going to be putting that up later in midsummer. If I'm a family member this interests me, and I'm a swimmer, swim parent, and this interests me. I'm kind of on the fence, and I want to know more. Are you available? If someone wants to pick the phone up and call Thad, can they do that?
Absolutely. All the contact information is on the website. I'm happy to talk to anybody anytime about the program and what we do and our camp system and what we do with our camps. We've got a great camp going on. The Caleb Dressel camp and the Lochte camp are just two of the mini camps that we run all summer long. So, there's a lot of good opportunities for kids to come and check us out and see what they think and hopefully get a little bit of growth.
The number one reason why parents make this choice and with all choices, oftentimes when kids are swimming, it's not because they want their kid to be some star swimmer. They want their kid to have the college experience, and they want to be prepared for college. How does Spire Academy, how does Spire Academy prepare these kids to get into the colleges that they want to get into?
Well, we do a number of different things from the academic side. Our teachers and our head of schools do a great job of preparing them academically, and we have a person on staff. Our support staff is tremendous here at Spire. In addition to having, nutritionists and sports psychologists and strength coaches and all that kind of stuff, we also have somebody whose full-time job is to help our athletes find a college. They meet with the student, they meet with the parents, and they do a lot of stuff where we bring in different schools and do a lot of those presentations. And then we do a lot of things as a team. So we do basic stuff, like we load up the kids every spring and fall, and we go visit some schools, and we talk to the coaches, and we watch practice, and we watch a meet. And we tour campus and, just to kind of give them a view of us being in Ohio, the two places we do the most is Kenyon and Ohio State. But we've gone other places and just try to see, okay, this is what a Division III school looks like. And here's the rules and here's how things work out. And this is Division I school. And this is how fast they are. And this is what you've got to do to compete at this level. And just trying to expose them, I think, is the big thing. Exposure. We have a lot of coaches that come on deck and watch practice and come and talk to us. And I think those are the big things that we have going for us to help in the whole college search.
Parents, for anyone in sport, but swimming parents, if you've been through this, what you learn is both parents do it or it falls on one parent. and it feels like a full-time job. It feels, and I think parents feel lost and overwhelmed with the responsibility of getting their kid into the colleges, getting the best opportunities possible for college. And you touched on that. Spire has people on staff, and that starts early. My experience in prep school, you know, I went in, I was there 3 years. My experience was my first year was that process started when I got there. That process, I had early meetings, parents were included in the meetings, and, you know, goals were set, and those got more and more narrow, but it was managed and there was a path and it wasn't a pain point. So that's, I was hoping you'd bring it up.
Well, and the whole college thing's really got different, you know, I've been here seven, coming up on 8 years, but, you know, being at Penn State for 4 or 5 years before that, and Ohio State before that, and Clemson before that, and it's you can tell the recruiting process is extremely different. It's way different from when you and I were in school. You know, the social media has changed the whole landscape of it. You know, when people are committing earlier, you know, just look at your website with all the early commits of, you know, kids that are juniors that are saying, this is where I'm going to go to school. And so I think that you have to start early. I think you have to talk about it early. I think you have to keep exploring it. And my experience with parents, you know, I think the two things that our parents are interested in, I hear a lot of coaches always complain about parents and having issues with this or that. And I think there's two things parents are interested in. They're interested in being informed as to what's going on with their child. And they want to know, they want to make sure their kid's successful, and whatever success means. Success doesn't always necessarily mean being an Olympian. You know, it's maybe just finding a good score, maybe just being someplace where they feel comfortable and happy. You know, there's a whole variety of things depending upon the child. And I think that those things have to happen as a coach and as an organization. If you're a schooling system, you know, you've got to make sure that you're keeping the parents in the loop, and you got to make sure that you're doing the best thing you can for their kids. And that includes the college search.
When parents make this decision, you know, oftentimes we're on the, when you're on the outside, or you're on the Spire Academy side, or any college side, or wherever you are, you take this for granted, but it really comes down to this. I'm handing my child over to the school, but I'm handing my child over to the coach, and the character of that coach, that coach's experience, it all matters. Now we know you have 25 years of coaching experience. You've been at some of the top D1 colleges, coaching over 25 Olympic swimmers. But to me, the most interesting part about your background is, I think it's your master's degree. What did you study?
I have a BA in psychology, and my master's is in counseling. And I've used every bit of it. I've used every bit of it this year too, let me tell you. And talking to kids and talking to parents, and you know, the COVID situation over the last couple of years has added a lot of stress to everybody's life. And you know, in working with the kids and talking them through it, especially the kids that are far from home, you know, it's hard to find their support system. And so spending time and talking about things, and we have a great mental skills staff that helps as well, but I think you can't do enough of that, and supporting the kids and supporting them with all of the things that are going on in their lives.
I think a master's degree in counseling should be required for coaches in all sport. But it's, you know, I didn't know that about you, and I was doing some research, and when I saw that, I was impressed. But it's perfectly fitting for your position at Spire Academy, particularly with so many kids struggling right now. And I can tell you from the swim slam side, this is pervasive. It's not just, you know, your club swimmers who struggled through the pandemic. This goes all the way to the top of the sport, nose to toes. Everyone's feeling it. I want to close out with one thing, and it's and shame on me for not getting to this at the top of our conversation. But in terms of a coaching philosophy, if you know, if I'm stepping on deck, I want to know your coaching philosophy. And you know, I'm showing up, and I'm swimming hundreds to the mile. But you know, what's your coaching philosophy? What are you going to do with me?
Well, we're going to mean, we're going to talk about what's worked for you in the past, and we're going to try to apply that to the future. One of the great advantages we have here is that we can individualize things as much as we need to. And so that's really helpful for the athlete. We're not a yardage-based program. We're a technique-based program. I wouldn't call us a sprint program either. When I swam, probably back when you swam, you know, I remember going 110,000 long course meters a week plus lifting. And I remember doing a set of 16 400s once and seeing the curvature of the earth. And I remember thinking to myself, this can't be healthy. And, you know, so my philosophy with that stuff is I don't want to be bored. If I'm bored, I know the kids are bored. And so we try to keep things upbeat and exciting and do different things. One of the great things I learned working with David Marsh is doing different things, trying to think outside the box. And, you know, how can I approach different energy systems different ways? You know, if I can, if we want to do a max VO2 practice, if I can get the same thing out of them by doing 30 seconds spinning on a bike, and then getting off and working a great line for a minute and a half, and then doing a great dive and sprinting a 50, and then getting a little recovery, and we can hit our max VO2 doing something like that instead of going, you know, 24 50s on a minute or whatever. I'd much rather do that. And I think the kids would too. So my philosophy is that I want to keep things fun. I want to make sure they learn. Every kid that we have in our program, I try to ask them every day if they learned something today and what it was, and then I ask them if they have fun. And that's where we start from.
SpireInstitute.org. That is the Spire Academy website, SpireInstitute.org. In the show notes, drop down to the link and click on the link to download this 22 Spire admissions guide. Do you have any closing thoughts? Will you come back on?
I would love to come back on. I appreciate you spending the time with me. I enjoyed getting to meet Coleman when he was here a couple of weeks ago. He's funny. We had a great time just chatting about stuff. The main thing about what we do here is we try to have fun and we try to work hard. And it's that simple. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you talking.
You've been listening to the Swim Swam Podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes every week. You can take Swim Swam Podcast on the go by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Look for links in the description below, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos as well.